This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. A new book coming out next week takes a look at the role Kent played in music history. Small Town, Big Music tells the story of the nationally known bands who performed at Kent State, as well as the bands that made up the local music scene. I recently spoke with Jason Prufer about his new book on the city's influence on rock and roll.
What made you decide to write this book?
The beginnings of what would become this book was in 2010 for the 100-year anniversary of the university. At the time, I had been given the opportunity to do some kind of exhibit or a show based on that. And I decided that I wanted to show the different major artists who had performed here at the university over the last 100 years. And in doing that, it forced me to go back and look at the Daily Kent Staters, and this is before they were digitized, and I went back to the 1920s to see who had played here. And I couldn't believe who I was seeing. I couldn't believe that Duke Ellington had been here in the 1950s and played a huge show in what's now the Mac Center. I couldn't believe that Sly and the Family Stone performed here. I couldn't believe that Stockhausen had been here. And I mean, I was seeing original reviews for and photographs for performances that were just long forgotten. Pink Floyd were here March 10th, 1973. I think that's the date of that. And I don't have the exact date of the release for The Dark Side of the Moon, but it's somewhere within about 10 days of that. They performed The Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. And, you know, here's the thing about college towns and college students. The college kids always know what's cool first. To this day, and I'll use a modern day example in that the first time I had ever heard of Bruno Mars or Drake or Kendrick Lamar was from announcements of performances that were happening here at Kent State. And they became really famous right after that. If we want to go back to January 1974, when Bruce Springsteen played on campus, he was still relatively unknown. He was out for the Wild, the Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle, which is one of the greatest albums in the history of rock and roll. But in January of 1974, nobody knew that yet.
What was it about Kent? Was it that we had two big urban areas, Cleveland, Akron? Was it the jazz program here that was so well known?
Well, as far as why all these big acts came to Kent, the era of arena rock starts around, 1968, 1969, and goes well into the 70s. Well, at that time, Kent State University had the biggest room in Northeast Ohio, what's now the Mac Center. It used to be called the Memorial Gym. That was replaced eventually in the mid-70s by the Richfield Coliseum. But until then, we got all the big acts.
What about some of the homegrown acts who played in Kent?
You want to talk about the Black Keys, and so these guys are my age, although I was not friends with them and did not know them when they were locals. Now, everybody knows that they're from Akron. They graduated from Firestone High School. They're Akron proud. But before Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney were in the Black Keys, they were in other bands, and those other bands played in Kent. And I was able to dig up photographs of Patrick Carney when he was in a group called Christopher Whispers playing at the Europe Gyro, which is on DePeyster Street, which is it's still there. It's sort of the last relic of old Kent that's on DePeyster Street. He even told me that even though they're Akron proud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they wanted to play in Kent because Kent had the venues, and they also felt that Kent had this great mystique and Kent was inherently cooler than Akron.
The book mentions that mystique and how it's somewhat related to the events of May 4th.
Well, everybody who lived through that era had some story about May 4th. You know, May 4th kind of blacked out, actually, all of these stories. That's why, you know, there's 30 books about May 4th, at least 30 books about May 4th, and there's no books about what I wrote. And so things like the James Gang and things like Devo just sort of got, it's not that they got forgotten, but they were just sort of overlooked for this much bigger event. And I completely get it. You know, people talk about May 4th, 1970, that this was the end of the 1960s. This was a marker in the 20th century. So a story about the group that did Whip It coming out of this town sort of got buried, although Devo are way more than Whip It. I mean, that first album, Are We Not Men, that's one of the greatest albums ever. I mean, it's certainly one of the greatest punk rock albums ever, you know, but its genesis is right here in town.
That's Jason Prufer, author of the new book, Small Town, Big Music. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.